Blog Talk Radio.
Da 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 da. The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to
everyone, is Carly. It's the 7th of June. You know, I like it that it's only the 7th of June because, you know, I wouldn't mind this whole week, like, passing through, just going on by, and then, you know, the live would get here, and then I'm in a happy little mood. Okay, well, I will be making some announcements later in the night, but I'm going to bring on my co-host. So, yeah. Hello.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello. Oh,
hey.
Hi. I'm sorry. I was, like, going outside because there's a helicopter going around our house. So
really?
So when that happens, there's, like, either looking for somebody or what, you know? It was, like, really low.
Oh, my God.
Was,
okay, I'm going to bring on. We actually have a call.
I couldn't
stop saying that. I should behave, but yeah. Hello? You on the air with us? Hi.
Yes, this is Dai Ortiz. I'm representing the Drew Nation from Facebook.
Oh, okay, and you guys, how is that going about trying to get Drew back and all that?
It's going awesome. We have a whole bunch of fans that are just dedicated to Drew and his acting, and, you know, that we're all coming together, and we're placing calls, and we're sending emails, and we're ranting all over Facebook, basically just to get them anywhere we can. On SNL, we want to get them on Dancing with the Stars, back on General Hospital. We pretty much want them anywhere we can put them.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm really hoping Drew comes back, but, you know, I'm hoping it works, but getting him on and Dancing with the Stars or even Saturday Night Live would be really good.
Yeah, it would be awesome. Oh, yeah. He's a great actor, and just, you know, you could tell he's a really cool person, so just seeing him anywhere would be great. Plus, he's not bad on the eyes. Very good looking.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, because for me, Bradford is not bad on the eyes. But that is just me. That is my little crush. Did you guys try to maybe try and get on headline news and all that and for, like, a little crawl or whatever, like a little crawl to say, we are saving Drew? Or something, you could do that.
At this point, we're not, you know, saying no to anything. I think that we can definitely, you know, write into the newspapers and just, we've done ads even on Facebook and, you know, we're on YouTube, we're making videos. So we're really sparing no cost. Right now we're getting together the nation, which is basically what we call everybody plus, you know, the pages that we have together. And we're joining forces, and we're getting the name out there. We're getting our cause out there, and we're getting basically Drew out there.
Yeah, I think that's great. I just hope it works. I mean, Kadu said in an article, I mean, he moved on. So.
Yeah, he did. But you know what? I mean, we're hoping that with his Emmy nomination, you know, the powers that be at General Hospital come groveling back like they should. And hopefully
okay.
he decides to go to jail for the fans.
Okay, if that happens, then I will, like, do something really good for, like, the whole day of my life. But, you know, where there's Brian Fonz, who's the writing on the wall with a bunch of this bullshit, I don't trust the guy. I'm sorry. That guy has, I'm sorry for people, fucked up ourselves even worse. So, you know, I mean, you are dealing with a guy that had done this for his own agenda. It wasn't for Drew's agenda, maybe, but it was for Brian Fonz and Ann Sweeney and Drew Phillips' agenda. It wasn't, you know, it was politics. His filing was maybe about politics.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, being part of the Drew Nation, we have a, we kind of know who's behind what and why they're doing things. So, in our little group, we also have a page called Drew minus, okay, GH minus Drew plus Chad equals me about to kill someone. And there we kind of address that. We have a, you know, their caricatures and, you know that we have a page where we can rant about them, what they're doing wrong. And basically they need to respect the fans. They need to see that, you know, if fans like one character, they like one actor, they should keep them on there, not just change because, you know, it was convenient at the time.
Well, yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's, you know, very, very, very hard for what they did, and they are never going to apologize.
Yeah.
You know?
They, I mean, they should. You know, we have a page that's, it's basically to celebrate Drew's Emmy nomination, and I hope a lot of people do join so that we can send that to Franz and to Guza and, you know, Jill Phelps. Again, she's the Black Widow of a... you know, ABC TV, so they can see, like, hey, you know what, the fans are happy.
Okay. You know what, no, see, okay, see the idiot, you know what, who big plan to bring Zonis and Jackson back? Yeah, okay, that did not a thing for the age, not a thing. Lucky to have died when Greg Vaughn left, because this Lucky is a whiny, little snobby little BS of an abuser, and I want him gone.
You know, I don't really pay attention to Lucky that much. I can't stand his facial hair. I'm sorry. It's just, it looks weird. He needs to shave the beard. That's basically, I didn't get to see him before, but I just, the beard is weird. No, he needs to change that, like, ASAP.
Okay, well, yeah, I will tell all my listeners about that. So, yeah, and, you know, I hope for your sake, you know, you guys get Drew back. I mean, I really do. I mean, I hope it works, but, you know, I just pray for you guys that it works.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we have a purpose, and that's basically to get Drew wherever we can. So even if we can't get him on GH, we're going to get him somewhere. We're going to get him up there. His career is going to go far. He's real talented, and we all believe in him.
Okay.
I just want to give a quick shout-out to the other administrators on these pages, Melissa, Roxanne, and Penny, also Jill and Karen, who have been great people just contributing to our page. So I want to thank them, give a shout-out to them, and, you know, hopefully we'll get to talk again, and hopefully by then Drew will be back on GH.
Yes. Okay. Have a great night. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi. Thank you.
Oh. I'm sorry. I was doing something. I was talking to somebody here, so I had to mute you. Are you
okay?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, You muted me. I don't know.
I was like laughing when you were saying about whatever. I was actually in the I was in the bathroom too. So, okay, people's in chat and everything. I had to mute you so you wouldn't hear me go pee.
But okay, I could say something right now, but I won't. You know, we are missing on Monday Night Good. Where's the good? Call in. Surly, we don't know where Surly is. This is funny.
I love that blank slate story that we're reading. That is like, mm-hmm. if we can't get Liz and Jason right now, we got to...
Bridget's on
what?
The line. Bridget's
okay,
on the line.
Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
Hello, girls.
Hello.
Did I handle that call really well? I think I handled it really well.
Yeah. I'm sorry to tell those girls, though, but Drew is never coming back to GH.
I know,
yeah.
but I mean,
I know they're wanting him to, but they've moved on. He's probably moved on.
Yeah,
and
I'm actually liking
move on,
yeah.
you know? I know
mm-hmm.
they love him, but geez, Louise.
I'm
just like keeping all these other soaps, like As the World Turns back on. It's not going to happen, people. Get
yeah.
over it. Move on.
But we have some happy.
Somebody
I know, but we.
Like
I mean, look
together.
How long we've been fighting for liaison. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, come on.
I know.
For 10 years.
But
I like Chad. I like Chad Buell too.
I like
I'm starting to like him
now too. He's a more
mm-hmm.
grown than Michael.
Yes,
I know. I love
and
him.
Out freaking time. The kids.
Okay, I've been wanting to say this all day. I am so glad. Vanessa Marcel is coming back only because
on my birthday she'll be on my birthday.
Oh, cool!
Now we can.
Well, actually, she'll be on the day before.
They definitely have to phase out Sam. They have to phase out Kelly Monaco because
okay,
that was the only reason I think they brought her on just because Vanessa left and they needed to get some kind of a Vanessa replacement or something.
Well, and that's why I was gonna ask Bridget because you've been watching. VH probably the whole time. I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think Vanessa and Kelly were ever on VH at the same time. Am I right or wrong?
No, they weren't.
They weren't.
Okay. Kelly came right after Vanessa
but
left the last time.
Vanessa
okay.
was 2002,
and then Jack
right?
went to Kelly after Brenda left.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, because
Sam
I've been trying
came in
to...
as soon as Brenda left, and that's how Jax met Sam.
Oh,
and
okay,
then Sam
was...
went to Sunny, and that's, yeah. But no, I don't think Sam was on at all when Brenda was on
no,
the
video. No, I see, and that's why I was, because I don't think she's going to like someone else, you know, messing up her Sunday.
Well... That's funny, yeah, because she is going to mess
Hi,
up with
Silly.
Thunder. And...
Well, it's about time someone...
I'm sorry, I was saying something, and I was looking in trouble, and I'm very, very sorry.
I don't
yeah, sure.
even want to hear it. I mean,
yes.
this is going
yes.
on a little bit too long.
Yes, yes.
Jeez.
I'm kidding.
I'm yeah.
Oh yeah, look at I'm here on IMTV.com as Vanessa General Hospital welcomes back Vanessa Marcel from EJ.
Oh yeah, I know. So they finally
yep.
got their Brenda back
oh,
after all
oh,
the
yeah.
rumors.
They'll be pimping Brenda's character now until she gets here. They'll be showing promos and commercials.
What I got confused is she got her Emmy in 03, but she was in last seen in 02, but she got that Emmy in 03 for her performance in 02, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
03 seems so long ago.
She said she's, I feel so lucky to continue to be allowed to visit General Hospital and honor where I came from, says Marcel Mitzayton, and I am humbled by these great people and a character that I truly love.
Yeah,
well, I hope she's still loving her character. Cause
yeah.
Sarah
yeah.
told
she
was going to love her.
She signed for a year.
Hmm?
Yeah.
She signed
she
for a year. She's
okay.
she's on
okay.
for a year. Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
And
good
she's
luck.
Coming with a secret. So either she was pregnant when she left, or she knows Franco. Because it has
guys, we have
Jack,
another call.
Sunny,
and I don't want to get yelled at because Sully yelled at me. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, you on the air with us? Is anybody there? Yeah,
yeah.
We are all here.
Oh. hi, I'm Beth.
Oh, hi. Okay, yeah.
Hi.
Okay,
yeah,
yes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry I wasn't on the phone scene. I was watching the online thing with Tori and Dean. I just got to watching their show.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. What happened?
Okay, well, they renewed their vows. And in the end, Candy Spelling, her mother, and her brother Randy were there, and it was very beautiful. And
oh, okay, now I'm going to want to watch it tonight, okay. Sorry, you guys, I was just curious.
Well, I wanted to, since I live in Tennessee, we have CMA Fest. Of course, ABC Soap Stars come every year now, and I wanted to, calling in to see what you guys, if you might have any questions about what they do, the other country music artists, if you guys have any questions about how this all runs and everything.
I have a question, and I don't want to sound bad or whatever, but I probably
okay.
will. Why in the hell is Kelly Monaco part of this? I mean,
Well, see, the ABC Soap Stars are part of what NBC used to do. NBC and CMA had a partnership for 5 years, from 2001 to 2006, where,
okay.
And so in ABC, they are airing the Country Night to Rock every year. So, ABC Daytime is on ABC.
Are they doing it again this year?
Yeah, they're doing it every year because they have a partnership. So I don't know
okay.
how long the partnership is. So
okay.
each year, ABC Soap Stars are going to be coming to Nashville again every year. So that's how they got Kelly Monaco. I'm quite shocked, actually.
Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, if you're a Kelly Monaco fan, I am just sorry that I'm saying this, but just for me personally, I cannot stand her.
I meet everybody. I meet anybody I can. I don't care if I like them or not, their character on any television or any artist or any celebrity at that fact.
Yeah.
So, I go to this. Well, see, they make the ABC Block Party free up into the public, while everybody who buys a 40 pass can go. And that's what made a lot of people mad over the past year, because they made it free last year. And
yeah.
when I got there, I was burnt because they don't shield the fans like they do at Stagecoach, where
Ooh.
You can go under a tent, or you're under a tent if you're in line to see them, because I've seen pictures from back last year and this year, Stagecoach. And all of their fans, when they would be in line, they're under a tent before you even get to the stars. And I was burnt last year having to sit in line because they wouldn't even let nobody go to the bathroom, and if you did, you had to get to the end of the line.
What?
And that's not right. Yeah.
I know.
The security people here in Nashville are horrible. I mean, they're the worst people ever to work with, I mean, to even deal with. And, they think they know what they're doing. They're not. And I have not one person to complain about. CMA, actually right now, they won't even take nobody's calls to complain, because they made even the convention center Saturday and Sunday open to the public for $15 a day. Well, everybody, that was supposed to be, yeah.
Okay, with what has happened in Tennessee, you guys, with the floods and everything, they should be so goddamn happy people are coming. And that does not make sense to me.
I know, and that's what's made everybody right now mad, because they're making Saturday and Sunday exclusively open to the public for $15 a day, and that's made a lot of us people that paid ahead of time for tickets. I paid $120 for mine, and that's for the cheapest pass you can get for an adult, and I had to scrape for that money. I had friends that helped me out and people that bought stuff for me and everything, and then they go off and do this kind of stunt. I don't think I'm going to go next year because of all this. But I'm going because I'm wanting to see Julianne Hough. My friend Ashley Gehring is a country artist who's
Oh, I love Assie. I'm a really, yeah, I love her music, and I love Julianne, and yeah, but that does not make sense the way they are treating the fans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be a fan appreciated event for the whole week or 5 days or whatever, and for
mm-hmm.
them to do that, okay, is wrong. It's wrong.
I know
wrong.
It is. I mean, it's going to be easy for me to see Julianne because I don't really got nothing going on Thursday because I'm not seeing anybody else. So I've got plenty of time to get in line to see her. And she knows me. When she sees me, she knows me. So,
Aww. But
then I go see, I used to run a website on her, and it was the very first fan site on her. But a friend of mine
who
was working with me on it, it got apparently shut down because my friend Megan couldn't help me get it back up and everything. And so I'm trying to get a new domain so I can do it myself. So then that way Julianne knows about it. And,
I love Julianne. I mean, I love, you know, I mean, I watched her of all seasons of Dancing with the Stars. And when she was on, I'm like, why am I watching this? I'm with Julianne. So, I mean, she was probably the reason I was watching.
Oh, really? And then Chris Young, you know, he won Nashville Star 4. I've known Chris since 2002. So I got to see him on Sunday. My girl Ashley Gehring, who's on Curb Records, if anybody wants to know, she's got a new single coming out in July, and it's the best. To check out twitter.com/AshleyGehring. And it's spelled G-E-A-R-I-N-G.
Okay.
Sorry about a little promotion there. But, you know.
No, it's fine.
another thing that shocked me was that Bree Williamson is coming to Nashville again. I mean, not that I'm complaining because I used to do a little flight. But she's pregnant. She's pregnant. I don't see why she come when she's pregnant.
Okay, because this is another thing I want to vent. And I'm going to say something because that's what I do, whether people like it or not. I don't understand why. I mean, I understand this year Rebecca Hoops is pregnant, but
she
wasn't
and I knew she wasn't going to come because she's pregnant, but when Bree signed up, I was like, what the heck? I mean, I thought you were supposed to travel when you're pregnant.
You're not.
That's what shocked me.
You can until your 7 months, I think, or 6 months, I think. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But what made me mad, I mean, this is just me being me, is I would rather see someone like Becky Bill, who likes country music,
mm-hmm.
when Kelly Monaco doesn't have anything.
Well, I want to mention, I know Bree personally, and I even run her friend Chanel Gray's official website, so I know Bree for a fact likes country music. She enjoys it very much, and it's just the point of her being pregnant is my question. I mean, I'm glad she's coming because I got a baby gift for her. So, it's good. And by the way, this is going to come out. So if you guys who are listening, you know, post on any ABC-related boards for, like, One Life to Live or Bone the Beautiful, because Chanel Gray used to be on Bone the Beautiful as Gabriella. Chanel Gray is pregnant with her second child. She officially confirmed it, and it's going to be in the Soap magazines pretty soon, so in case anybody wants to know. So just wanted to let everybody know. So, you know, Bree and Chanel, since they're best friends, they're going to have babies close together, you know, so that's going to be very exciting, even though they live on different coasts. But I just still find it very weird Bree's coming while she's pregnant. I mean, that's just me.
Well, you know what? My thing is how they are. I think with the whole thing, I think they should treat the fans a little more better because it's a fan appreciated thing that they put on every year.
Right. Well, I do want to mention a few things about CMA Fest that I personally do every year, and I kind of did it, and I shouldn't have told anybody about it because after the past 2 years, it's been very crazy. But I usually get outside of the convention center each morning, Thursday through Sunday, by 7 o'clock in the morning, and I line up with all the crazy ones in line so we can get inside the convention center early.
They tell you not to do it, but we do it anyway. We don't get in trouble for it. But last year, when I was leaving the convention center on Saturday afternoon before they closed at 4:30 Central Time, because Taylor Swift was signing the next day, all day, that Sunday. Yeah, let me finish. I was leaving out the door, and it was already lined up around the block for Taylor.
Damn.
When I got there the next morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, it was all the way around the convention center building and up the street. And so I was like, okay, well, I know for a fact I'm not going to see Taylor, but let me tell you what happened. I got there because my friends were saving me a spot. I wasn't going to see Taylor at first. I kind of knew that in my head. Well, you know what? Gloriana and Point of Grace were signing, and I wanted to see them.
Oh,
so, you know,
I love Gloriana. I love Gloriana, too.
And so I get there, and I go sit with my friends who are in line. Over the course of a few hours, you know, everybody's moving up because people were sleeping overnight and everything like that. So people were, like, clearing the stuff out. And this lady noticed that I wasn't there all night. And she started screaming in my ear. She said, look, my 12-year-old daughter and I camped out. She tells us, you come on. You need to get out of the line. I was standing there. I said, look, lady. I said, I'm not here to say Taylor Swift, all right? I don't know how many times I have to say that to you guys. And people up and down the street were yelling at me. And I had to stand in the middle of the road. I said, look, I'm going to say this one more time. I am not here to see Taylor. I don't care to see Taylor. I saw her last year. I don't want to see her. And I will prove it to you when I go inside the door. And I did. When that lady tried to hand me one, I said no. And the lady said in front of me, she said, don't give her one. She cut the line.
Are you kidding me?
And I said, oh, my God. I said, lady, you need to shut the, you know what, up. I actually said the actual word, but, you know. And
I said,
she just walked off.
Beth, anything goes on the show. You can say bad words because a bunch of us do every night. So go for it.
Well, but that's what happened. So the rest of the day, while everybody was seeing Taylor, I saw Point of Grace, my friend Veronica Balestrini, and Gloriana that day. So I was fine, but I lost a friend pretty much out of it because she wanted to see Taylor, and I told her what happened, and she got pissed off at me. And so she just ran off, and I haven't talked to her since.
Oh, my God. Okay. She was never
in line. And I told her before we got there, I said, look, I'm going to tell you right now, just because we're standing here doesn't mean we're going to get to see Taylor. I told the lady we weren't going to get to see Taylor. She said, well, I don't care what that woman said. I'm going to see Taylor. And that lady was screaming at us both and everything. And then my friend Linda was screaming in my ear saying, you shouldn't have said that. So
why not? I mean, you were being truthful. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, damn it, this is getting to a point where people are too greedy. I mean, Everybody got to see Taylor. Everybody got to see her. She stayed even after the convention center closed.
Yeah, that's
to make
what
sure
I think,
every single person who was in line got to see her. And you know what? It's going to be fun. She's doing a 13-hour signing this year. And thank God, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody who wants to see Taylor is going to be down at the arena instead of in the convention center. So that's going to make it easy for me. But Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be at the block party. I'm going to see how well Friday goes. I mean, if it was any indication as it was last year, I shouldn't have a problem getting autographs.
Well, you know, we've already talked about this on Twitter. I need Bradford. I need Bradford's autograph. Like, you know, and you can just
See, what happened was last year I got Bradford. And I sent the picture he signed to my friend Amber because she went to the General Hospital fan club party last year. She got it signed by Kirsten for me. And so when I went out to L.A. in November for the Day of Days event for Days of Our Lives, she handed me the picture. I was like, so freaking excited I had my picture back. So I'm getting her Ashley's autograph in return for doing that for me. And I took Amber to the studio with me too. So,
If you ever... you can tell Chris Young about also because I love Chris Young's. Oh my gosh!
You know, if anything, I might be able to get him on the show one day. I can't promise anything, but
that would be awesome because that Getting You Home video that Chris Young does is one of the hottest videos I've seen in years, and it's a really good video.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we could talk more about the autographs and everything after you get done with the show, and I've sent you my information and everything, so.
Okay. Did you put your phone number on there?
Yeah, because you have to have all that when you fill out that paper. So, yeah, it's in that email I sent you. And but I'm trying to think here. If there is anybody listening and you are Days of Our Lives fans, I run a website called daysaddicts.com. It's days-addicts.com. And I also run a website on Sean Christian, seancristian.net. So, and also for beautiful fans, I run Brandon Beamer's official fan site, which is brandonbeameronline.com.
We love Bowden the Beautiful. I mean, some of us love Bowden the Beautiful on this show, so that is awesome.
I know. And,
I mean,
Brandon is a really nice guy.
Brandon used to play the Exxon Brady. Yeah, and that's another thing I want to know is, you know, why didn't CBS release, you know, either him, Brandon, Buddy, you know, Brandon, or get, what's his face from the new hospital to go back to the Addis Houghton Memorial?
Well, because they're competition networks, so disregardless, they can't release that person for like one or two episodes for another show, no matter if it's somebody who died,
But Victor, I mean, Stefano and Kay, they did that whole deal.
I don't know what the deal was with
NBC to CBS. They have done deals like that in the past. And so I never understood, okay, so if you release
understand now. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm not understanding because it's like, Sean, your parents are going through a divorce. Your great grandmother is dying, but you cannot go back. Come on, ABC or CBS, you still released them, you assholes.
Mm-hmm. I hear you on that one. Oh my gosh. And you won't believe what all stuff I have to get ready for this event for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have to get my cameras charged. I had to print out pictures, which I still have not done yet. I don't know who I want to get autographs of, basically, at the block party because I really don't know yet. Because I'm looking at the schedule. A friend of mine is going to be there on Saturday so she can see Bree. So I know I got a spot there. I don't really know what I'm doing. I just know I'm going to see Laura and Bradford. I know that.
So, you know, because Tim McGraw is coming back.
I'm not going to get near him, Taylor, or Rascal Flats. I can tell you that right now. There is no way I'm going to get near him. There's no way I can get near him because everybody's talking about seeing them. And, I mean, even with Lady Antebellum, I can't even see them. I met them one time at CMA Fest a couple years ago. Them and Tim are only going to be signing for one day because they're on tour, and then they have a show the next day over the course of the rest of the weekend. So that's the reason I'm saying it. Everybody's going to want to go to the convention center and see them, see Rascal Flatts and Tim McGraw. That's the reason I'm saying I'm not going to be getting nowhere near them. I'm not even going to try it. And if I get there on Thursday and there's already a long line around the convention center, I know who it's for.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I fell in love with Lady Antebellum's CD when their first CD comes out, and I went to see them like 2 weekends ago and nearly lost my voice, but it was one of the best concerts. Tim and Lady Antebellum was great.
Oh, yeah, they are wonderful. I haven't seen them perform yet, but
a friend of mine
who comes to the fanfare every year, he has known Hillary from the group since she was little.
Because
he knows her mom because he is a huge Linda Davis fan. So he goes like around the country following Linda and everything. So he got me Linda Davis's autograph about a year ago, I think it was.
So, and if anyone doesn't know who Linda Davis is, she was also in Reba McEntire's band.
One music video.
But now if you hear Hillary on the Books and Dunn special, her mom was in the Reba McEntire band.
Huh.
And I looked it up. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, I will be
be putting this all information on Twitter and my Facebook and letting everyone know.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm just basically going to mention that Julianne, Chris, and Ashley, as far as I know, I'm going to be able to see besides Cassie, because Cassie has a booth inside the convention center every year. I might be seeing Brian White, but, of course, I already met him actually twice. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. See, about a year ago, back in early 2008, his wife did a few episodes on Days of Our Lives.
Yep.
Erin DeVries, and of course, everybody remembers her from One Life to Live.
Yep.
And, of course, they're both married, and they got a child, and they live in Nashville. Well, see, I had just saw Brian at Fanfare that same year in June, and I walked over to his booth, and I said, Brian, I wanted to say your wife did wonderful on Days of Our Lives, and he said, thank you, and he said, what's your name? I said, my name is Beth, and I live here in Cheatham County, and he said, well, thank you very much. I couldn't get in line to see him that day, so I just went over there and walked over to him real quick. Well, the funny thing is, next month after, I was going to Greenville, South Carolina for the Days of Our Lives fan weekend. The Days and Tonight, which is daysandtonight.com if anybody wants to check that out. It's a charity event every year. And I was getting on the airplane, and lo and behold, I get to sit in my seat. Here comes somebody walking in front of me, and I'm like, why does this guy look so familiar? And I said, aren't you? And he said, yeah, that's me. He said, oh, Rue, I just saw you last month, and I said, I was the one that told you your wife did great on dates. He said, oh, yeah, Beth, right? I said, good, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my freaking God. And I said, well, we get off the flight, can I get a picture with you? Because I couldn't see you. And he said, sure. So about 5 minutes after I got off the flight and connecting before Greenville, I waited for him, and he got a picture with me, so I was really excited.
Oh, well, that is so cool. Oh, my God. Yeah,
I get to see celebrities, like, all the time, apparently.
Well, I see. But when you live in Washington, no one fucking comes here. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, Tim and Lady Annenbaum came, and I was thinking that this would go sneak backstage. I thought about it. I really was thinking, okay, Zaya doesn't seem that bad. Put a couple of hours for them, but I didn't do it, and now I'm regretting not doing it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so sorry for taking up so much of your time. I'm pretty sure you probably had other people that wanted to call in.
No, but I will email you the information, like, tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay, yeah, and just as long as I can get it before Wednesday, because I got to go pick up my pass that day, and there's a place where I can get it at. It's down there, so.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Alrighty, well, it was good to finally talk to you, and your real name is Carly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, alright, I just wanted to make sure. I'll definitely be letting other people know about this radio show, because I did not know about it until you told me.
Okay, and, you know, if you accidentally can tell Bradford about it, that would be okay. Even though nobody, that would be okay with me, because
I'm going to do my best to tell him about it. I'm definitely going to tell him about it.
Okay, well, call down. Wait, you're probably going to be busy Wednesday getting ready, right?
Well, I'm going to be busy throughout the whole Fanfare weekend, but I'm going to be doing updates and sending out pictures from my personal Twitter. So, you know, Beth1009 is my Twitter page. I'm going to be sending out tweet pictures from the event to let just everybody to see it and everything.
Okay, well, that would be great.
All right. Well, it was good to talk to you, and I will talk to you later on then, all right?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys are funny. All three of you are funny. You guys are funny little people.
Why are we funny?
Because I am probably going to lose my voice by the time the night's over. And I know one person would love that more than anything.
You know, you wouldn't pay me to go to any of those events because I'd kill somebody if they were that rude. I'm sorry. I can't do crowds. I would be beating somebody's ass if somebody acted like that.
I know.
I would be in a fight the whole freaking weekend.
Oh, and Susie, I'm sorry about the Boston Celtics the other night. Didn't they lose?
No, they won the last game.
But the previous game.
Oh, well, like, no, well, that's all water under the bridge now. They got they've won one game apiece, so it's anybody's, you know. So now they're in Boston as of tomorrow. So
go Boston!
Ball game. Yeah. I root for anybody's against the Lakers. Whatever.
Here, I live in California. Lakers are a big thing here. So, yeah.
What happened?
I work at a high school. Lakers are a big thing here. I work at a high school. The kids are like, Lakers, go Lakers, go. I mean, even asking when the kids came up to me, they're like, you watch the Lakers?
I
go,
no.
I'm like, you know what? I like both teams, actually. So, for me, it's like one.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that reminds me, the other day one of the students asked me, do you like the Dodgers or the Angels? And I go, well, it just depends. If they're playing each other, I think I would go for the Dodgers. But, like, the Angels, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence with the Angels and the Dodgers, so I don't know.
But are you really a baseball fan?
Well, no, I think I'm more of a baseball fan than I am a basketball fan, because I went to a baseball game back a couple years ago on my birthday, and it was an Angel game, so, I mean, and so they gave me Angel shirt, but, I mean, the Dodgers just haven't won for a long, long time, you know, like, whatever you call it, like the pennant or something, and it'd be nice to see the World Series or whatever, it'd be nice to see them win, so if they were playing against each other, I'd be for Dodgers.
Dragon Lady, in this album, so it goes, me too, I don't like the Lakers.
Not like the Lakers.
Well, yeah, Dragon Lady, that's right, baby. We don't like, we're Laker haters. You know what I did today? I went on YouTube, right, because I was reading some of the recaps from this afternoon's show, and they were talking about the Michael and... I watched those scenes between them. I'll tell you, you know, I miss Steve Burton. I mean, when he's really just
good,
I miss him, you know, because he was so good. There was no overacting. He was, and even that kid,
there was no
the
butt
new
boil.
Michael, he is a good, huh?
There was no butt boil?
No, that's the reason why I watch the scene.
I was
so
like, what the
hell? No, no way. But I'm telling you, even that young kid who plays Michael now, he's a good actor. Those
I like
scenes,
him.
But he and Steve, they were excellent. They were excellent. And, I mean, he almost told him, he's on the verge of telling him that that guy, what's his name, Carter raped him. You know, you could tell words weren't said, but then Jason got that look like he knows, like he, you know, you could see his nerve and his, I said, damn, Steve Burton. That's the Steve Burton I fell in love with. He was so good in that, you know, but anyway.
Last night when I was watching YNL and they were digging up the body, I started laughing. I don't know why. I thought it was funny, but I couldn't stop laughing. I don't know why. And
when
they were
digging up Michael's, he's not Michael. It's that other guy.
Yeah. You mean Adam?
Oh yeah. I'm still on. Hello, Joey. I mean Adam. Right, Adam. Adam.
Hey, we forgot to talk. But does anybody watch Bold and the Beautiful besides me and Carly, Pat, or whatever? What is going on? I think it's Jessie behind all this fucking crap on this show.
I do too.
She's got to be behind this.
Yep.
This is pathetic. I mean, I know it's the mistaken identity with the clothes and everything at the graduation party, but come on. Brooke can't tell me that she knows her husband after 20 years.
I totally agree with you.
I just like, and the way it's just too convenient right now. It's just too soon to even say that it's Brooke because we really don't know the whole story. I think it's Steffi's, really. This is what, I think it's her.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yep.
Oh, Sam is on tomorrow. Shit. Well, then that means I'm going to have to be fast-forwarding most of the show if she's on tomorrow.
Before I forget, because...
Too.
Yeah. You know, okay, so we are having a Wednesday, so probably like 90 minutes, like tonight or an hour, depending if I'm not hiding under the covers.
Why would you be doing that?
Terry knows.
Oh, well, good for Terry.
Oh.
No. I'm giving Terry permission to say it.
Are you talking about tonight, you mean?
No, I'm talking about Monday.
Yeah, why is she...
Why am I
testing
them? Okay, why am I in...
Because you're going... Isn't that next week? I thought that...
What's Monday? Okay, I can't believe my big sister forgot the day
Wednesday.
I was born.
Oh,
it's your birthday?
I forgot. I'm so
sorry.
Oh,
well,
that's
my happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy,
I'm just sorry.
But what do you get?
Because this whole 34 thing, you know,
happy
it was okay.
Birthday.
You're not helping. You're so not helping right now. No, I mean, it's the whole 34 number. I was.
I don't want to hear the 34.
Look at me.
You don't know 34.
At least you're not.
You're right.
34.
34. Shoot.
34. Well, that was 34
okay.
Again or something.
Oh, you girls are funny. 34. Okay.
No,
I work at a high school, and I think, boy, wouldn't it be nice to go back. But now all the testings we have to do, it's so much harder. To have the CAPS exam.
You really wouldn't want to go back.
No, I wouldn't, because they have it harder now these days. It's much harder. You know, when I was in high school, it was a proficiency test. Now it's like CAPS exams. Now it's not about learning. It's about testing out of school or your grade or something.
Mm.
And the state exams you have to take.
Yeah. Plus, that you wouldn't want to go back and
with each
decade, it presents its own set of problems.
Well, I've worked there for a long time, so I've kind of. When I first started there, I was like, man, it felt weird working at a high school because I never did, and it felt like, my God, it would be nice to go back to high school, but no.
I know.
Now you sound like
nice
what's
because...
that chick on One Life to Live? She went back with her.
No, I wouldn't go that
far. Drake and Lady.
Yeah,
I said I'm turning 34. Yeah, Drake and Lady, I'm turning 34.
You're a young woman, baby.
Turn it around and you're 43.
You're a young woman, honey.
You are so helpful tonight.
Well,
you turned mine around,
and it's even worse. You turned mine around, and it's even worse.
Yeah. I know, but it's okay, because for like 4 years, I lied about my age. You guys, I just told everyone I was 30, and I kept telling everyone I was 30. So I honestly lost track of my own lie.
Oh,
and one day, I was sitting down in my nice late grandmother. Someone asked me how old I was, and so I go, oh, 30, and she looked at me, and she goes, no, you're 33. I'm like, no, I'm not. So, yeah, my lie did not save me, you guys, because you think you can lie about your age, but then you can't. Oh, thank you, Dallas. Well, okay, oh, by the way, Dave was good, but okay. Who's in
I
the
didn't see
Days
today. I didn't see Days today, and I didn't see Young and the Restless today. So, but just answer me this: whoever looked at Y&R, I was on the webpage at soaps.com, and I was on the Y&R site, and they were talking about Phyllis and how Phyllis is, you know, she's like a doormat, and some people were feeling sorry for Phyllis. So, what happened with Phyllis today? What is her problem?
Well, nothing, but somebody's going to be moving into the Nicholas Phyllis household. and that's going to cause some major problems.
Sharon?
Yep.
Yep.
Yepers.
Okay. Now, you see, I mean, Sharon, his all the exes living together.
Okay.
I mean, and then they can't even place Jason in Elizabeth's sight at all. And
yeah.
here these people, they're freaking living together.
Oh, yeah, they can be they can see each other every day and not have any problems.
Yes,
well, you know, you're talking about General Hospital. You're talking about two totally. General Hospital, it's just so bad. It's not, they're not, it's just so bad. They don't want to. They know if they do that. They're scared to have them say freaking hi and walking by or something. I don't want to do that. Imagine,
remember, we've talked about this before. Why would they be scared? Don't they know that the ratings would increase?
Because now I think they'd be scared because they've proved themselves wrong, thinking that Jason and Sam would be a couple. And if they were to put Liz and Jason even as friends,
Don't they think fans know that already?
I just think that they're going to be hit. They're afraid. I don't know. They're just afraid that. Well, that's my opinion. I mean,
Everybody has one. When Disney sells ABC, I'm curious as to what's going to happen then, because you know when somebody else takes over, you know, there are certain firings, you know, and apparently Disney knows these people ain't making no damn money for us, you know what I'm saying?
They are
losing money, and you know, even with a VM coming back.
Apparently, they're still guaranteed that they're going to do anything.
And you know what? I was telling Kylie this tonight when I was today before the show. I think I read it somewhere on Road to Nowhere. Somebody posted that they don't. You know, yeah, Vanessa Mercer's coming back, but she's only one person. It's not like you're bringing Frisco back, or you're bringing.
Exactly.
And by person, the ratings might not go as well as they think. Just like Jonathan Jackson, I mean. If they bring her back, they're gonna have to not only bring her back, but they're gonna have to write from scratch the show. Go back and look at their old scripts, their old whatever, and write the way they used to, because that to me is the only way that they're gonna bring the show together again.
But you know,
so,
with Vanessa Mercer.
Bring back Frisco and Felicia. Well, we can't because he's on. I mean Anna or what her husband? What's his name? Anna.
But that's not really the problem. All they're doing is just bringing in more people and more people and more people.
I don't care who you bring on. Well, I guess bringing back Vanessa Marcel is kind of a good start for a change, for a little bit of a change, because sorry for the people that love Kelly Monaco and chat or whatever, but you know she's gonna be phased out. I mean,
Vanessa Marcel is gonna
come in and she's gonna take over. They're gonna be right there then.
They keep saying five actors are leaving in August. And I'm betting it's Olivia, and I bet Johnny.
Kelly?
I mean, because.
You hope Kelly is one of the five, but.
Even if she isn't one of the five, it's very widely known
that with Vanessa Marcel coming back, Kelly Monaco is not going to stick around now because she's not number one anymore. And it's supposed to be five people. And I think it's going to be Olivia, Kelly, Tyler Christopher, and maybe Zay Zay.
But this sounds like a wish list.
Even if Kelly Monaco doesn't, even if she's one of the five, that doesn't mean she's going going to be written to the, in the corner, because they're going to, Vanessa Lopez is going to come back, and they must have given her a lot of, you know, a lot of money or whatever. But they're going to write for her. They're not going to write for Kelly Monaco, because in my opinion, they kind of replaced Kelly Monaco to bring in another, like, Vanessa Marceau-like character, even though it didn't turn out that way. But, I mean, they were, she was kind of like a substitute in a way, you know, and she was always in Jason and Sunny's orbit. You know, now that Vanessa's coming back, that's where she belongs, you know, in that orbit, not Kelly, you know. And Dave Vanessa's always been on that show when she was a teenager. Well, not a teenager, but the character's been on that show since she was a teenager and everything. And
hey,
I remember,
Liz,
her first day on Vanessa. I remember her first day on that show. And I didn't like her at first, the character of Brenda, but I fell in love with the character when she got with Jack.
Yeah. Well, yeah, me too. I wish he just stayed with Zach.
I sort of liked her with Sunny. You know, I mean, she was, now Sam. When they brought on the Sam character, she was especially for Jax. That's what we were led to believe, because, you know, and they went on a couple of shows, you know, whatnot, and then it ended up that, no, it didn't happen that way, and she ended up with Sunny, and then Sunny passed her on to Jason, and now
I honestly don't care how they write. I honestly don't care. I mean, yeah, I like Jax and Carly, Jax and Brenda, but I mean, bringing Vanessa Marceau back, right now I don't care. I mean, I do care if she's put with Jason, but I mean, I just care that they write her character well.
I don't give her an MB. I think he had time left, even though, Sunny had not played out. You know, I mean, come on. You know, if we want to give rid of anyone, let's give rid of JJ. Let's give rid of Tyler Christopher. Let's give rid of Lisa. You know what? And let's give rid of even Ingo. But we cannot give rid of Ingo, because he is
Stephen Lisa. Somebody like Stephen Lisa in chat, huh? Well, I'd rather her be with Stephen with Rob with Patrick, though. What are they doing with Robin and Patrick? I know Robin's going to Africa, right?
Well, isn't she leaving? Isn't Kimberly leaving for a while? You know,
She's going to do a director's workshop or something.
Oh, she's only gone for 2 weeks?
Direct,
you can learn,
I thought it was 3 weeks.
3 weeks and weeks?
It's 3 weeks.
Like 2 or 3 weeks.
Her character's going off to Africa for 3 weeks, I guess.
Mm.
And you know what? I don't get why they're having Patrick write him getting jealous of Stone. Robin wouldn't be who she was if it wasn't for Stone and Jason or Sunny. You know what I mean?
Patrick is an insecure little weedy butt. That's
insecure. Stone is dead. I mean, that's the love of her first love.
Patrick likes attention, and when nobody gives him attention, he whines just like JJ does when has a little baby fit, and there's his little crying and moaning. And
I mean, so what if she wants to contribute to the AIDS patients, because she's, you know, the living proof that, you know, she can survive... HIV,
right.
You know, with HIV, and she just wants to give back, I guess, you know, and I've been kind of fast-forwarding their characters, too, because I don't like the way they're writing them either.
I have a question. Okay, at the end of Dave's, who was in the elevator? Was it Carly or Chloe?
You know,
anyone know?
I think it's Carly. I couldn't watch Dave's either.
It sounds like Carly.
I just couldn't watch it.
Well, wait, why, Terry? What's wrong with Dave?
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. Dave, to me, hasn't really been up to good.
Well, you know,
I don't think Bo and Hope
are going to go through the divorce. I don't think we'll go for their divorce.
Maybe it's just because I got a bit of General Hospital put a bitter taste in my mouth, and I don't even want to watch other soaps now, it seems like. Except maybe One Life to Live. I don't mind watching that.
Oh, my God. One Life to Live had me, like, almost on the floor laughing last week with Noah and Bo's wedding.
As the world turns, too. I can't even. I think I'm not going to watch that either.
It was so cute.
They're screwing up Megan. They're screwing up Emily right now. They're making Meg. She's the one that injected herself with methadone, and so to make it seem like she's setting Emily up for that, and she wants to get her daughter back. So she's doing anything to get her daughter back when Meg's the crazy one. And Paul's going to go on Meg's side, and he's going to think that Emily would do something like that.
Okay.
Yes? What?
You are so one of the downer tonight. I am so shocked.
I don't like, to me, back in the day, I used to love to come home and watch soaps. I mean, I had like hundreds of VHS full of soaps on them, you know, taped on there. I can't get into soaps like I used to.
Well, why now?
I watch them more than I watch them, so why would I want to just, I might as well just delete them if I'm going to do that.
Okay. I know.
Bold and Beautiful is an exception. I'm getting into that show because I'm curious.
Thank God you should get into something, people.
I'm curious to find out what's going to happen with the storyline this summer. It better not turn out to be Brooke. The one that did sleep with
It can be. You know what?
Oliver.
If it is, I will really want to beat someone and beat them
It has Steffi, like you said, it has Steffi written all over it.
And you know what? You know, just because we are mad at the Ace, and yeah, it's giving us all the bitter taste in our mouth, but... You know what?
Oh, we have to
rise above this because after all, I got in a fight with some Zay fans and I kind of shut them down and I'm not sorry I did.
And it's sad how these soaps are for us. These soaps on daytime, they're supposed to be written for us, but it doesn't seem like they're doing that. They don't listen to us, so why would they want to write for us? You know. That's what makes me sad with these shows. You know, back in the day, well, maybe 20 years ago, if Jason and Liz were on, they would have written for them. They would have given them a really good story.
They had different writers back then.
30 years ago, if Jason and Liz were on the show, they'd probably have grandchildren or something right by now or something or whatever if they were on 30 years ago.
Well, I know. You know, I've been watching soaps for a long time, long, long, long time. So I've reached a point where, you know, you can't take any of them seriously because
it's a TV show.
It's a TV show. It isn't real life. There's so much
stuff
out here, you know. Yes, I'm very disappointed because I love soap operas. Well, I used to, but there comes a time when I get sick of all of them, so I just turn all of them off. I have done that in the past. And I know
it's going to be to the point where actually it was that way for a while, where I only had one on my DVR. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, maybe I'll just have Bold and the Beautiful on there and One Life to Live and just take days off and take General Hospital off. Or no, General Hospital. I'll keep days on there for a little while because of the Alice Horton thing. But
I really watch all the time is Young and the Restless. You know, that's my show.
I even stopped watching Young and the Restless.
I even
took that off my DVR because I wasn't, you know. My soaps were Another World, Santa Barbara, All My Children Want, General Hospital, One Life to Live, even though I didn't watch them all, but they were like soaps that I would love to watch.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't have a VCR back then, so I really couldn't. I had to wait until the summer to watch them, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my main one was Days of Our Lives and Another World, though. I was brought up watching Days of Our Lives.
to.
Right.
Somebody would babysit me, and she'd have Days of Our Lives on TV, and so that's where I fell in love with Days.
Yeah.
And then Santa Barbara was my favorite one, too.
Well, I mean, right now with me, I only have one couple of all my soaps together right now. One out of, like, seven.
Billy and Victoria, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only one that
is... You know, they are so beautiful together.
All my favorite couples are screwed up. Jeez. Look at Star and Cole are going through their shit. You got,
I know.
Tay and Todd. I'm hoping Tay and Todd will find their way back because she's ill.
Yes,
now,
they will
Todd
find their way
out.
Back.
Well,
so
that's
maybe,
what all soaps do. You know,
no,
there's always angst. You know, right? That's what all soaps do.
Look at Jason and Liz. They've had angst.
No, well, I mean, look, all soaps aren't GH. GH, those people have a political agenda. They have this agenda for them. I'm
Jason
talking about all the other soaps and with the other couples. There's always angst, and they always break up, but they eventually find their way back together.
I
know. You
know? Well,
I mean, look at what's his name? Bo and what's that chick's
Hope.
Name on One Life
Bo
to
and
Live?
Hope.
Yeah, no, not
Bo.
Bo and
Nora.
Bo and
Nora.
Nora.
Bo and
Nora.
Nora.
Yeah, I mean, look at them. Now
they had
split up for how long? It was a long time.
10 years.
Well, GH will not be on this television.
Well, you know what? Maybe it'll be Jason and Liz, and you know, and years to come, Jake will be 15 years old too, and then they'll get married or something. See, they're wasting what is happening with Jason and Liz. They're wasting good storylines for them.
Now, of course, there's a Becky is leaving the show rumor, like it comes up.
Oh, very convenient
now that the Miss Marcel is coming back. Becky's going on, she's going on leave. You know, she's going on her little maternity leave. So now they say Becky is leaving the show.
Now, well, if anyone is leaving, it's
she leaves the show of her own accord, I really couldn't blame her.
I couldn't blame her either.
Well, I really don't know, because I don't know what's in the woman's head. I mean, you know, I know we hope she won't, but, you know, hey, she may decide, you know what, I have 3 kids now. Okay, two of them are in school, and she has the baby. But who knows? I don't think she's overly enthused with her storyline anyway. You know, so who knows?
It's like, well, you know, I wish that blank slate that we read every night, Carly, like you've been reading it too, Shirley, right, and Bridget, right? That is... Now, why can't they write them like that, minus the X-rated scenes, but...
Hey, come on, that was hot.
What are you talking about?
This person could write romance novels, all I could say. Some of the sexual...
Oh, you're talking about the fan fiction?
The fanfic, that is really good.
Some of the best fanfiction is smut. You go,
I know.
Really, it is. It is. So the best fanfiction is smut.
Minus the smut, it's really good. I mean, why can't
No, but the
like
smut
that?
Is
I mean,
necessary. It's
I know,
necessary.
It's no, I'm just saying. Because they can't have smut on daytime, they could put that storyline like on General Hospital right now. That's what's happening. You know, she's presumed dead for 6 months or whatever, and then he goes looking. You know, he leaves everyone and everything behind, and then he finds her, and then you know he finds out that Valentin's the one.
It sounds great, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sounds good.
But that's, oh, God, I just, see, there's, you could write for Jason and Liz, you know, if the fans can write for Jason and Liz, then the writers can, you know.
Mm-hmm. What are you still reading, blank slate, Sari?
We've been waiting every night. We're reading it every night. I know,
yeah.
It's awesome. I love
it.
Yeah,
well, the next chapter is chapter 39. I just finished reading that.
Did you? Is it really good?
39.
Is it really good? Have they got to that? Yeah. Have they gotten to have they gotten any closer as to who was behind it all? Like,
you're gonna have to read it. But it's somebody you expect to be the wrong person.
You're right.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Mama. I like the character of Mama.
Just remember
Mom is great. Mm.
Just remember the four little words, I will kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Is it midnight? Call me 11:45 now.
Oh, jeez.
Hey!
Oh, my God. I'm glad you guys talked about it because I've been really looking for a really good fanfic. I mean, I don't read them, but when I do search for fanfics, I like books. I'm picky when it comes to novels.
Yeah, me too.
I can't just pick a book off of the shelf and read it because it's boring to me. I need a really good fanfic. Especially, I've always wanted to find one with Sam in it so they could tell her off in them. And I never could find any with Sam in it. It was always about Jason Liz, but
yeah.
I want everybody involved, you know?
Well, there's a couple of them that I have read that has Sam in them. You know, and it's so good. It's so rewarding when you hear Jason telling Sam, you know, how he really feels about her. You
know,
I said, yeah,
if
only that would happen on
CH.
But now,
no,
it's
only
fanfiction.
You know, the other night I was watching Golden Girls. I know I'm saying in the subject, but I just saw this. I was watching the Golden Girls, like, Wednesday night. And I'm like, oh, you're so nice. Golden Girls, you know.
Oh, the Golden Girls,
watching it on Tuesday, on Wednesday night, saying, oh, it's so nice that Betty White and Ruth are still alive and they see each other. Thursday morning.
Rue is dead now.
Yeah, and I'm like, Thursday morning when it came, I'm like, oh my God, I said it. And I mean, I'm being funny, but I thought, wow. I mean, I was surprised. I didn't even know she was sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know.
It was
You didn't really hear that much about her, you know. I mean,
no, you didn't. And it's
oh no, I'm reading in chat. It says somebody asked, "Where are these stories?" If you go on, LOL. She said, "Where are these stories?" LOL.
Yeah, RTN has that's the fan
in the road to nowhere.
And
I've been on different sites.
Cover You is the Heart and Hand site, and that's a good one too. The one called Cover You.
I haven't read that yet.
It's in the
that
Heart
seems
Hand
to be a
site.
Pretty long one.
Okay.
I have to start that.
It
one
is.
Yet.
It's long, but it is.
It's been going on for. It's up to chapter 60 something, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
So good.
Yeah, I haven't started that.
Yeah, Christy does at least a story a night, two chapters a night. She does two or three.
Before I forget you. Okay. So we will have a show like Wednesday. But next Monday, and then Wednesday I'm gone to the beef.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so
and
we're going to the beef, so, and?
We won't have a show on Wednesday and that Monday. But if I come back looking like a lobster, I'm not going to be very happy.
Well, wait a minute. How long do you stay out at the beach?
Well, see, it depends. Like, okay, because I'm, like, watching the kids play, but after, like, other grown-up come, then I just lay out and I tell my brothers, this is my downfall, telling my brothers,
I'm like, wake me up in 25 minutes, promise. And they go, yeah, don't worry about it, we will. They go play in the wall. An hour later, they come back.
I hope you put on sunscreen. You
just not letting them to this. I've never, well, that was when I was a kid, I fall asleep in the sun, but not when I'm adult, when I go out in the sun.
Well, it was comfortable, and I had a little blanket.
Actually, I don't blame you because Saturday I was, Sunday I was out in the yard with my friends, but I had jeans on and shirt, but I was so easy to fall asleep though in the sun.
But you always put on sunscreen.
I know, but I had the shirt on, and I had just jeans, and my friend's father goes, Terry, you ain't going to get a suntan by wearing what you have on. I was just going over the visit. We were just sitting out in the yard, enjoying the sun and everything.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking.
It's funny. My friend's mother, she's in her 50s, and her mother's still alive. Her mother's, really, she lives on her own, and she's really healthy and everything, and she... My friend's little son comes in saying, Grandma Kotok is here. And my friend's mom goes, okay, I'm going into the office. I'm like, she shut the door because she didn't want to see her mom, I don't think. And I'm just like, me and Melissa are laughing because it's never going to change. The older you get, you're going to want to get away from your mother. It doesn't matter how old you are. You don't want to see your mother have anything to do with her or something.
Oh, my God. Is that what you think? Oh, my God. That's so
no.
Well,
that's not true.
Well, I'm just saying.
Life isn't like that, baby. You're not going to be running away from your mother all the time. You're not going to want to see your mom. I mean,
I'm just saying that, well, if you knew their relationship, that's why I was, like, laughing, because they don't get along very well. You know, my friend's mother and her grandmother, they kind of, like, had one time somebody told me they had a big fight out in the yard, and every time I do see them together, they kind of get into little tiffs or whatever. I guess I'm kind of relating it how my mom thinks of me, you know?
Oh, come on. You haven't done anything horrible.
She came over to me because I was over there at my friend's house, and my mom comes over to the – I saw her coming over, and I was waving hi to her and everything. And
you waved, yeah.
And then my mom left, and then she came back, like, maybe half an hour later, and she must have got some stuff from the store or something, and then my mom saw me. She turned her head, and my friend goes, maybe you should go over there and say hi. That's probably what your mom's thinking, why is she not going over there? And so I eventually went over there as my mom was leaving, and my mom's like, Terry, are you hiding from me? Are you afraid of me or something? I'm like, Mom, I'm not. I said hi to you as I was sitting there. I waved hi. We all did and everything. I'm like, Mom, I'm not trying to hide it from you, Mom. And I kind of gave her a hug and everything. And then I walked in the house, and my niece goes, where were you, Terry? Why weren't you over here? Grandma was saying, why is Terry hiding from me or something? I'm like, oh, my gosh. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and do not feel bad, Terry, because every time – whenever we left Oregon in our grandparents' house place, and we were getting away in the car after going to the bathroom and stuff, I was this way, goodbye, Grandma and whatever. And my mom goes, get back in the house. I'm like, why? You need to hug her. She's crying. But I waved. Mom, I waved. She goes, I know. But so from that day forward, I always made sure I gave her a hug or went by her and said goodbye. But the waving part, no, it doesn't help you at all. It causes more trouble.
Well, it was interesting how my mom thought about that. I mean, she saw me there, and I waved at her and everything, but I'm over it, so. Until the next time something happens, but, you know.
Well, at least you know that you're coming here now. That's out in the open.
Oh, yeah. She hasn't brought that up. She hasn't brought that up again, so.
Brenda, did you and your mom get along?
Oh, no.
Okay, see?
No.
Yeah.
No. If I don't want to see her, I have my own house, and I lock the door. And she'll come knock on the door, and I pretend like I'm taking a nap.
Oh, my God.
And then about five minutes later, she gets home, and the phone rings, and it's my mother. And I let it go to voicemail, and then I get here. Well,
excuse me.
You got to understand, yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, me and my mom used to have a really good relationship back in the day.
Go on there and leave a message like, are you avoiding me?
That's
what my mom said to me. And I said, I tell her the truth. Yes, I am avoiding you. I need my me time. I don't need mommy time. I need me time. Because we live all together, so I see her every freaking day.
You see them every day? Wow.
I see them every day, and she's a drill sergeant. She can't let us be grown-ups. She's got to be everybody's business. And it's like, you know, Mom, just be proud that you raised 4 good kids.
Yeah.
My sisters and my brother all have their families, and I'm the only one single, so I get the brunt.
I know how it is, but my parents are not like that, but my grandmother, because she won't call my brothers and sisters because they are married, and she could be interrupting them, but it's okay to interrupt me because I'm not married.
Well, it's just. I'll do something in my yard, and she comes over and tries to take over. Like, I'm not smart enough to take care of my own responsibilities. And it's like, you know, I may not do it your way. I do it my way. It works just as fine. She just sometimes makes me feel like I'm the stupidest person on the earth, and she can only do it all. And I can just, you know, and it's, I'm almost 40 years old. I know, you know, I see all my friends and their moms and them are really good friends. They go shopping together. They go to lunch. They go do things together. And they have fun. I can't do that with my mother. I go shopping with her and I want to strangle her 2 seconds after in the store. Because she, if I want to pick something up, sure you can afford that? Do you need that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, it's my money. I earn that money. I can spend it. My bills are paid. I don't have to worry about nothing. If I want to spend something on something frivolous for just me to enjoy, by goddamn, I'm going to do it. I don't need her permission to do it. I'm 40 years old. I've lived on my own since I was 18. I got my own house when I was 18, you know? So don't tell me. She just has to let go. She seems to think that she's got to mother us the rest of our lives instead of let us be adults and make our own choices in life. And, you know, I'm to the point where I step away from, if I don't walk away, it gets ugly. And so I just, if I don't want to strangle her, I just walk away. And, you know. And it's stressful. It's stressful on me, and I've got the gray hair starting to prove it, and it's pissing me off.
You know, I mean, even with my grandma.
You were born to respect your elders.
Yeah. Terry, what
really
happened?
Hard.
What
happened?
Yeah, she called, and she wasn't going to call her back. Left me a message.
Who left you a message?
I had a phone call and it was restricted and it sent me a message and I was going to check who called me and accidentally hung up on you. Sorry. It's my mom.
That's okay.
Left me a message and everything. So I'm gonna go put you guys on mute and I'll have you on mute.
So. Okay. I know how you feel because whenever Grandma and I go to Target now, and when I get some stuff, she says something, and I go, Grandma, why are you like this? She goes, well, in my day, we never did that. I'm like, Grandma, in New Day, that was 50 years ago. And, you know, actually my mom said that was the best way to post it, saying, in New Day, I know you didn't do a lot of things, but now it's different. I mean, yeah.
Well, it is.
Since I'm the only mother here.
Oh God.
I feel I have to defend. No, I'm not going to defend anyone because everybody has their, their own life. And I know God bless the child that has its own. It's difficult to live with your parents after you're an adult. It's rather difficult,
And you still live by yourself, right? I mean,
I've been living by me. I've been living by myself since I divorced. My daughter and her husband and baby lived with me for a while. Then my sister lived with me for a while. But now my daughter and I, we're very close. Now, not that we haven't had our battles, but that's natural, women and their mothers, but when I sit back and I listen to your stories, it's hard. You have to learn to let your kids go, They're going to make mistakes, and I mean, they're going to always make mistakes. That's what we do. But hopefully we will learn from them.
Yeah,
you can't dictate how other people should live, whether it's your daughter, your son. You just can't do that. You can't do that. That you have to feel that you have to avoid your mother or hide from your mother. That's sad to me. You shouldn't have to do that, but
No, I mean, I'm lucky that I never feel like that with my mom because, she took what she learned growing up and, what her mom did to her and drove her crazy, and she did not want to do it to any of us kids. And my dad grew up in a very crazy household, too, and he didn't want to ever really come down on us unless we really did something horrible. And he goes, one day he was looking around, he goes, yeah, you guys are not on drugs. You guys haven't done anything really wrong. So you guys all turned out, really, good. And I, like you, silly, it's just weird about the mother-daughter relationship. I think it's always like a very walking on thin ice with mother and daughters. You really don't have that with father. Well, you have a kind of with father and son, but not as deep as mother and daughter.
I don't know about that, because my dad and I are, we're two peas in a pod. I mean, I'll do anything with my dad. My dad knows about everything about me. I can tell my dad anything. My mom, I can't. I can't tell her anything because she'll ride me. She'll get on me about anything. And you're supposed to be able to talk to your mother about stuff. I can't.
Yeah.
I can talk to my dad about anything. Of course, my dad and I are so much alike.
Mm-hmm.
We're very laid back. We're easygoing. We don't sweat a lot of the small stuff. We just take it as it comes and do the best we can. It's difficult. You can't, there's a lot of things my mom doesn't know that I won't tell her because I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to listen
to it. Well, yeah.
Because it's not her place to rag on me. I made my choices in life,
right.
and she just needs to accept that. But she can't. She's got to put her two cents into everything, what I should have done and what I should do and how I should do it. And it's like, that's the way you do it. You do your own thing. I do my own thing. If I needed advice, I'll ask for it. I don't need to be told how to run my life. I've done pretty darn good for a long time, so I can't complain. I'm pretty blessed with what I've done with my life. So,
Terry, are you back yet? Okay. Well, we have 30 more seconds, but we are going into over. She put us on mute.
Oh, I guess she's
because
old,
her mother called.
Oh, she's getting smart now. she don't want to be here the rest of her life, so she's going to put us
on
mute.
Hello.
Hi. No, I heard that. No, I was. You were on mute, but my cell phone was in my room, and I was in the kitchen, and I couldn't unmute you. So I just left my mom a message because she didn't answer the phone. So if she gets mad at me for not calling her, I did.
Okay, you left a message. You know what? You left her a fucking message, and that's all that needed to be.
And then I get another phone call from a friend of mine, but of course I didn't answer it. So,
oh, you didn't?
And Carly knows who I'm talking about, too.
I know.
So.
I am so proud of you, sweetie.
I'm surprised. She's probably going to leave me another message. She'll probably leave me a message. Like, why didn't you call me back today or whatever? This is a friend of mine that she's just very demanding. It's like she left me a text message yesterday. Please call me back. I need to talk to you. And I'm like, I text and I'm like, hey, I'm busy chatting with my friend Melissa that I haven't seen in a while. I'll call you back when I can. And I was like, okay, whatever. I don't think I did call her back. Did I?
Well,
I don't know. Maybe I
no,
did.
No,
I
yeah, you did. You did.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
you did.
I think I did for like a few, for a little bit. So.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. No, by the way.
For 6 months. So we kind of got reconnected again and everything, something happened between the two of us, and I wasn't calling her for 6 months, vice versa, but I needed a software that she had of mine for my computer, and that software cost like $100, and I was like, shit, I had to call her, so, oh, shit, I hope she doesn't play this back if she ever goes on to the show.
Oh, my way, did you tell her about?
I told her about the show.
Oh, shit.
Okay, shit, oh, God, okay.
Great.
Okay.
By the way, I usually don't get the Soap Opera Digest one because it's a Willie Pohl, Jason, and Sam magazine, but I got it, because it's the farewell to Alice, so I thought it looked really cute on the cover, so it was calling my name, so I got it, and it was a really nice article there, about her, and about the dates that everyone is coming back. I'm so happy that Melissa Reed is coming back this week.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget, we haven't lost you, haven't we?
No.
We have you. Well, you know how much.
You'd see a lot of foul language on the chat room.
Really?
If I was.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Did you hear about Franco, what's his name, what's the actor?
Yeah, his mom.
His mom is coming. What is that about? I mean, you know, General Hospital, I think the whole office is on drugs or something. Now, why is his mother, I mean, how long is this guy going to be on the show that he feels that his mother, this is his real-life mother, is going to be playing his mom on GA.
I don't know.
Now, why do they have a need for his family to come on the show? What is that about?
I have no, Sully, I have no clue, but
oh,
when
God.
I read that today, I'm like, that's messed up.
Oh,
and the thing is, she's not going to be on that long, which is stupid in the first place.
I mean, what is the point?
You know what I thought? I'm like, okay, I bet she's one of the General Hospital fans, and she begged her son to get her on the show with him. This is what I'm thinking. Oh, did you guys hear about the when Oprah goes bye-bye, The View is getting Oprah's time slot.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it was between The View and Rosie O'Donnell getting her own show. And
oh, please, Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie again?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. I thought we got rid of her the first time.
I cannot take that woman.
Silly, I'm with you 100%.
Oh,
Yeah, I just thought it was, that's a little crazy.
So this is going to be, what, next year, right? Because next year is her last year.
Yeah.
Right? So that means that in 2012, God willing, is that they'll be getting her time slot, which is, what, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 4 o'clock, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it all depends
but, okay.
on your time zone is.
I have a question for you guys. I probably asked you this before, but, okay, here, The View comes on ABC, and Oprah comes on NBC here. What about the rest of you guys?
Yeah, well, this is an affiliate, you know. Now, like, she comes on, you know, like, the View comes on here on ABC.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock.
It comes on at 11 o'clock. It comes on at 11. Well, like I said, it all depends on the time.
Okay.
Zone, you know, and, it comes on at 11 o'clock here, and then it comes on, and then Oprah comes on at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It comes on at
4
o'clock.
So Oprah and The View are like two different TV stations where you guys are, right? Because I heard of Oprah be on ABC because she was on ABC in Poland where I used to live.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm so confused because back in New York they both came on ABC, you know, and it came on at the same time. The View came on at the same time because my time thing hasn't changed, but it's the channels, you know, and it's got the NBC affiliate, ABC affiliate, all these affiliates.
What's that? You're not listening. What are you
doing? I'm on Facebook. A friend of mine got back from Hawaii. He went for his graduation gift, I guess, to himself. I don't know if somebody bought it or the ticket for him or.
Oh!
But he just got back from Hawaii, so I'm right.
Like, everyone's going to Hawaii. Like
Hawaii.
Have you guys been there, visit? And so
I've never been. I've never been there. They say it's so freaking expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive. Beautiful, but very expensive.
But, okay, this is going to sound so... But, when you go to Hawaii, you don't need a passport.
No.
It's part of the USA. Yeah.
But when you go to Mexico, you do.
Yeah, because it's not part of the USA.
Yes.
It's out of the... Yeah, it's a different country.
Mm-hmm.
When
Carrie
comes, we are going to go to Canada.
Yeah, because that's a different country. That's why we need a passport for there.
Yeah, I know. You know, a couple of years ago, you didn't.
I've been to Canada. We didn't get any passport to go to Canada.
But, it all changed the line.
Years ago. I don't recall it. I got my passport when I went to Japan because I lived there for 2 years. That's the only time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, with all the terrorist bullshit going on, they changed that.
Yeah, it's probably you're right. You're
all
right.
The borders are kind of watching
everybody. Yeah, you're probably.
Well, when my grandma went to Mexico with my aunt and uncle, she never had a visitor. They never gave her a birth certificate back when. She was like born, and so her sister had to be like,
you can write in for one. You can write it in Washington.
Yep.
Test tomorrow.
You can go to any of the state, the capital, and sit in and get it.
Tomorrow you can do it on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But how's the weather been, you guys? Because here,
it's
Saturday,
been hot here. Freaking hot, man. Oh, God. I don't care how long I wait to go out. Because my friend picked me up yesterday. I had to go in and pick up my meds, and we went to the dollar store and stuff. Man, as soon as I hit the outside, that heat smacked me in the face. It was so humid. And it's been in the 90s every day, and we've had showers. I mean, the same stuff every
day. What color
same
is that?
What about you, Brenda?
One day it's nice, the next day it's raining and cloudy, and another day it's nice, the next day it's rainy and cloudy. It's just, it's going back and forth.
Which brown top?
We had hail Friday night.
Wow.
And like 45 minutes away, there was a tornado.
What, is that more brown?
Yeah, they had a tornado. Where do you live?
Brown? That's more brown.
What state are you in?
I'm in Washington.
Well, they had a tornado. I can't remember what state it was. They were showing it.
Ohio.
Ohio,
thank you.
Yeah.
Boy, the devastation! They had this one couple. They were older people, and their house was totally demolished. I mean, it was rubble, and they were down in the, we don't call it a cellar, but you go down in
the
ground.
Didn't even finish it.
And when she came out, she said she called her husband. She said, "Honey, you got to come out and see this." She said, "You're not going to believe it." And he comes out, she said, the house is gone. And they were showing,
what?
I mean, the devastation, man. There's nothing left. And you saw where people were, picking out things that they could and putting it all in a pile. I said, that's got to be devastating. This is stuff that you have, saved all of your life, pictures and all kinds of things. And in one wind, it's all gone. I mean, it's terrible, man. It's terrible, really. The weather's been so crazy.
Been like really, really crazy.
And that's everywhere. Everybody's seeing this. And between that and the oil spill, the oil stuff now is in Florida, because it was in, what is it? I think it's they had this sludge on the beaches of Pensacola, Florida. So I don't know. They apparently can't stop this oil thing from, it's going to create a lot of havoc, man. A lot of havoc.
Well, yeah, that is sad. Carol, you okay?
Yeah, I'm just looking on the Facebook. Nobody's been writing to me on my wall.
Fine, I will write some stuff on your wall tonight. How about that?
It's quiet on my wall. I'm writing to everybody else. And I'm waiting for the graduation pictures that people took pictures of.
Oh, they haven't even.
Yeah, my friend, I talked to a friend of mine. She called me, a classmate of mine called me today. She was asking someone to ask me a question. I go, "Well, what about the pictures?" And she's like, "I'll email them to you." So once you email me those, I could put them on here.
That would be really cool. And I know Bridget and I are your friends on Facebook, but Susie doesn't have a Facebook.
Bridget, she's so quiet on Facebook, too. I haven't heard from her on Facebook either. But it's funny. It's funny. You have so many people on Facebook becoming friends, but nobody hardly ever talks to you. You can have them on for years, and I'm serious. Like, I have so many people that I've had for a while on Facebook, and nobody like really talks to me. Just my really good friends that I've known forever. You know what I mean? So,
a lot of them just do update statuses.
That's all that they do. Yeah. I have a really good friend. She's on here every day on Facebook. I kind of feel bad that I'm not, because that's a good way for us to communicate, because we hardly ever talk to each other on the phone. And so that way she knows I'm thinking about her. I'll just comment on her wall or something, because she was the type of friend to really get pissed at me if I didn't call her after like a week or something.
Okay, this is the one up north, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I think now that she's moved up north and now that she's a mother and a wife for 10 years now, she's... Well, a wife for 10 years and a mother for 6, she's kind of matured in that sense where she's kind of mellowed on that. If we don't talk for, like, the longest time, because she's really busy, then I was busy and everything, so I think she understands now.
Well, Oh, but that answer that you guys said, you really need to go play the slot machines. I'm only saying this because when you are really, 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 really mad at GH a while ago, I pretend like Sam is, like, whenever I'm picking a number, I pretend it's Sam's face. I don't know why, but it makes me a little happy. And every time I do it in anger, I win. And then if I'm not winning for, like, 10 minutes, I call Terry. And the moment I call Terry, I get another bonus. And I'm like, sweet. Yes. So, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh,
well, okay, I know Bridget's birthday is in August. When is you, Silly, when is your birthday? Because
my birthday is February 25th.
You know, I always feel sorry for the people who had, like, January or February. I
Why?
Always feel sorry because it's like, okay, Christmas is over when, you know, kids were growing up. And then, you know, 2 more months, then it's your birthday. See, with me, it was kind of nice because, you know, it was like a 6-month apart thing from Christmas to my birthday. And I know people that were born on Christmas, and I really feel sorry for them because they always complain they never get birthday presents. It's mixed up in birthday presents.
Well, the
and
birthday
Christmas.
Present and Christmas present is one present. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, love you, see you now.
Yeah.
You know, it's one big present. Now, because my daughter's birthday is the 20th of November. My grandson is November 7th, and he's the baby. And my oldest grandson, his birthday is December 10th, so it's all around, you know, Thanksgiving and all the holidays, which makes it kind of bad.
Yeah.
Know, because I can't afford to give two gifts, you know, so. But I usually just give them money, you know. Even the baby, I get a little toy or something, but.
Well, yeah.
But my other grandson, I give him money.
My little niece looked at me the other day, and she goes, she's 6 years old, and so she goes, you know what I want for you, my birthday? I'm like, honey, your birthday, you just had your birthday 2 months ago. She goes, yeah, I know, but I saw something, and you got to help me get it. I'm like, okay, I will try my best. What do
this
you want?
The next year.
yeah, and she goes, but she wanted this for the beach. And she goes, I want a top and a bottom swimsuit. I'm like, Sophie, do you know what those are called? And she goes, yeah, bikini.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm like, okay, I
no,
don't
well,
feel
for
like...
her, it's a two-piece bathing suit. For her,
yeah, well, yeah, but so...
Not a bikini.
So I text my sister-in-law and I said, is it okay if I, you know, go with her and pick out a swimming suit for the beach? And she goes, yeah. And I text her back. I'm like, you guys don't want her in a bikini, right? She goes, well, we prefer not, even if she has a whole sun on it. If you find a one piece, we will really love you.
Mm-hmm. Well, they
you know,
have two pieces. You know, it's not a bikini. It's just a two-piece bathing suit for,
oh,
like,
okay.
You know, little girls. You have a little top and a little bottom, but it's not a bikini, you know. So you can, you know, if that's what she wants, you know, you can find something cute.
Yeah, and she also wants me to go to the store and find a couple of beef balls for the beef trip. And I'm like, why don't we do that when we are down there at that one stop we go? Okay, well, just remember where I am, tourists. You know, I'm like, yeah, no problem. And so it's funny. So you still on Facebook, too?
No, I'm trying to find another picture to go up on my Facebook account, but I'm going to see if I have another picture on here to put up in there, but I don't know. And I changed I have a new viewing system, the Windows 7, and the guy totally saved everything on to in another location, and I keep forgetting where all my pictures are, so... Oh, his pictures.
Ah, Oh, I'm up to 100.
I guess I could just oh, my gut is hanging out in that picture. Shit, man. I'm serious. My gut is, like, hanging out. Shit, man. I hate pictures, man.
I don't believe in taking pictures. Whenever people say smile, I can't. I freeze. And I'm
like,
crap.
Maybe I could put that picture as a nice picture up on them. Maybe I could put that picture as a Christmas picture, but...
Okay. Briz, I haven't watched Army Wives yet because I was catching up on YNL in One Life last night.
Uh-huh.
But Army Wives is so good. I just hope they don't...
Next
Sunday is 6 months later.
It's a generic one from Judith.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 6 months. And,
okay.
Yeah. So
I wonder when the season finale is. I mean.
Oh, hey, Bridget, did you watch Drop Dead Diva?
Yes.
Wasn't that good?
Yes.
I knew the husband was kind of like coming into town for something else.
Yeah, and her boyfriend, I don't like him. He's kind of a jackass because apparently next episode he's supposedly going to cheat on her or something.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'm thinking that maybe they put this guy in there because it's going to be a slow build to her getting together with the other guy.
Yeah.
I think maybe they're just doing it because if they put him together, if they put him together too soon, it's just going to be end of that. So I think they might, it's going to be a slow build for that couple.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see him in a couple years together or something.
And I don't like that other lawyer, that bitch lawyer. I can't stand her. She's a bitch. Oh, my God.
And I love what she said to on the stand, though, when she was testifying against Jane. It was so good. I just love that show. It's so,
she has an awesome singing voice. Oh, my God.
I know. She does. Yeah.
Love her voice.
Yeah, I do, too.
I'm just going reading some stuff. It says, this is from the Wubs blog. And it says, it's starting already. Who's in? Who's out? Will they clean house to afford Vanessa? Will One Life to Live go just to afford her? That's a joke, by the way. Okay. Also, many, many rumblings of her tied with Franco. In some way.
Yep.
Even Sid mentioned the possibility on Twitter. Don't panic just yet. Although a PR person told me they heard she's staying for up to a year. Probably got the same deal Sarah Joy Brown did when she came back. ABC reps are now saying she's on for the foreseeable future. Well, this will surely generate huge buzz for GH, more than Franco could even get. Can't wait to hear what some of the cast has to say when they think no one is listening. Huh. You know there's going to have some catty stuff here. Oh, gosh. I will keep my ear to the ground and make something on the gossip, Gayster, I don't know what the hell that is word.
I mean, I just know.
In other words, people are going to be upset. You know, now, I read earlier today where they think the one woman who's going to really be pissed is Laura Wright. This is going to be cutting into her time because, you know, they'll probably put her with Jason and Sonny, you know, Steve and Mo and Ingo. Who knows? Who knows? I mean,
I don't really care
one way or
another. You know what?
I think
the person that should be feeling is Kelly Monaco because, you know what? They put this as Kelly Monaco was going to be the next person I would tell. And you know what? It bit them in the ass so hard it's not even funny.
I think I'm going to go. I'm going to go have a shower and everything and get ready for bed. So.
Okay. if I say something really bad right now, will you kill me, Leo?
I don't know. It depends. Maybe you should save that for another night. I'm kidding.
Okay, I will say it tonight. Call me at 11:45 on midnight.
Okay, bye, girls. I'll talk to you Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See you Wednesday.
Night.
Yeah, so.
Well, no, I just feel like, you know, I just feel like Jason and Liz, you know, have a better shot than previous I thought because Monaco will be out of there and they are going to put VM with either Jax or Sunny. And, yeah, I just think it's going to maybe finally do some good because I've always been a Vanessa Martell fan. I was always a Brenna fan. So, and it's helpful for me to pick Brenna or Carly. I can't. So, this, you know, one of them need to be with Sunny, one of them need to be with Jax, and one of them need to be with Jason, and the one who need to be with Jason is Liz. No one else. I mean, oh, and there's big rumbling that Tyler Christopher is one of the five people that is going to leave, along with Olivia and Matt.
Hmm.
And my question to ZH is, okay, then why did you put Matt in the rotation? You know, because I really think Matt, you know, will be one of the fifth people. And
I don't know why they brought him on in the beginning. He hasn't,
I know.
They
didn't
really
even use him.
You see, because this is what they do. It's like they're throwing...
They're not even using Maya. Maya has only here.
Trying to see if it sticks. Seeing if they're like, you know, it's like a desperation thing. And I really think they figure, you know, well, maybe with VM coming back, you know, now the ratings will go up. People, and you know what? Maybe the ratings will spike for maybe like the first week. And then after the newness wears off, it's going to be the same crap because people are going to say, in fact, there are some people who really don't care whether she comes back or not. You know, they're still not going to watch. You know, so whatever. I could care less. I don't know. You know,
well,
if she come back,
yeah.
She come back. She don't, she don't. I don't, you know. I used to like her with Sunny, but she wasn't one of my favorite characters or anything like that, you know.
Well, I mean... I love
she's better than Kelly Monaco. I mean, she can act.
Yes.
You know, that's the one thing, she can act. But to me, she's just a new pet now.
Well, like an old pet too.
Yeah, she's an old new pet.
Old new pet. Oh man, I got a question. You know Lucy from General Hospital?
Yeah.
Well, was he ever on Days, or am I totally wrong on that? Because I was just thinking about, like, all the people who have been on DH and Days. I mean, there's a sliding glass door with those two shows because, and also I remembered one character, like maybe it was Laura Houghton, was on General Hospital and then came to... Days of Our Life. Am I wrong? But am I wrong on that, or do you know?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Well,
I do know that Stephen, what's his name? He was on.
Yes.
He was on Days and also on General Hospital. Now he's on Y&R, so
mm-hmm.
He gets around. But he's a good actor. He's a good actor.
And then you have, you know, I mean, I'm excited to see everyone come back for Alice, even though it's going to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, looking forward to, like, seeing Melissa Reeves and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean,
is this Scott Reeves' wife?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she was on, Days of a Life for a long time. Well, she was on for a long time, then she left, and then she came back, and then she left, and now she's back. So, and I love the Jennifer character. I mean, that was like one of my favorite characters.
Oh, boy.
God bless you.
Then, you know, I have something caught in my throat. And
oh, okay. And it makes you cough and sneeze. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we are having one Wednesday, then Monday. And my mom said, honey, we will leave about 2 o'clock and head down to the beach. But that means 4 o'clock.
Well, how far is your beach from where you live?
About 3 hours. About 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
4 hours if we get stuck in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And we will probably take one of the kids with us just because they love riding with me and my mom. But my grandma isn't coming with us this year because she has, like, a class reunion of, like, her 60-year reunion or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So, but she doesn't like to be summer. She just comes because all of us are there and... But, you know, she told me she would rather have the beach than the winter weather, though.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine.
So, and how's summer school going, Bridget? You're on summer school, right?
Good. We're going to start the first-time kindergartners tomorrow. So this week and next week are going to be crazy.
The kindergarten?
They do a kindergarten reading readiness summer school for the first-time kindergartners.
Really?
And we do that for 3 weeks. Middle school will be done. They both will be done the same time. Middle school started a week early. They get 4 weeks, and then the kindergartners get 3 weeks. And then I'll have a 3-week break, and then they do an extended kindergarten reading readiness for a week and a half. For those who missed out.
What about high school?
High school does, but we don't have to drive them. They're on their own. And then I get a break, and then I get elementary summer school starts the 19th of July, and then that goes for 3 weeks, and then I get 2 weeks off, and school starts the 23rd of August.
Mm. Well, I just remember my little niece, her first day riding for Head Start. Because she wasn't old enough for kindergarten yet. But they picked her up every morning and dropped her off. She got so scared about riding the bus because she thought the bus driver would forget her. And
when they're that little, they don't have any thinking, or they just kind of go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch them very closely.
Stop.
They're not. They didn't fall asleep on the bus. And
mm-hmm. So
our teachers have name tags with their addresses and phone numbers on them.
Oh, that's good.
And they have to wear them the whole 3 weeks for us, so we make sure that we know where they go and which buses they go on to. And,
oh, that's good.
I was looking at the news. They were talking about, or was it on the internet? Anyway, this little boy, 6 or 7 years old, hasn't been seen since they took him to the school bus. I say, don't they have the people stand outside?
Not all of them. Some parents don't just let them go on their own, and that's I won't let them do that when they're kindergartners. Maybe third or fourth graders, I watch them, but kindergartners, I make sure I call the bus dispatch and call them and have them call their parents to have them come get them, because I won't let them off the bus.
Because people, you know, that's where they just snatch up these kids.
Well, yeah, and those little guys will go with anybody. They don't shoot. They'll just go.
And
they don't have that mindset yet.
Yeah, because like the 3 week of school, my grandma had to pick the kids up because my sister-in-law and my brother was out of town, and they would not release the kids because my grandma was on the list. They put, like, my sister-in-law put me, my parents. So my poor dad had to go down there and say, Yep, this is, and the kids were saying, that's my grandma, and they didn't understand.
Yeah.
And so my sister-in-law called the school and said, yeah, can you add that one more? So this is a safety reason now.
Oh, yeah. It's all about security
and
everybody. Yeah, where they go where they're supposed to.
And, I mean,
and
even at that, you know, kids are still taken, you know. So
well, yeah, and we have teachers out at the buses with radios, and they make sure that everybody's on their bus.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's missing, they call in and check every bus.
Right.
Because those little guys, if they've had a full day, they'll fall asleep. I've had a lot of kids fall asleep on my bus.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, and we check our buses every day, and we have alarms on our buses. If we don't check our seats every day, it goes off.
Really good.
Oh, yeah. The
oh,
new
that's...
buses, they have a security measure that if you don't check, you have to push a button on the very back of the bus to turn off the alarm, and that's how you check the seats. Of course, I do it anyway. It's just...
Right. That's second nature to you.
Yeah.
You want.
Well, yeah. I mean, because my little nephew fell asleep on the bus, and because he was one of the last stops, and the bus driver was really nice, and goes, Eli, it's time to get up, and Eli was so cute. He goes, is it morning yet?
Yeah,
he got very confused.
But
you know, I mean, even when we drop them off and pick them up, my grandma just turns off the car, or I wheel one in with them, or grandma, because she doesn't want to just say go. She wants to make sure they get to their classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my 7-year-old niece goes, but I'm not a baby anymore. I don't need.
I know.
Yeah, and I go, okay, so I compromise with her. I'm like, you can walk a little ahead, but we want to see you. And so she felt more, you know, like the other day, she wanted to go to McDonald's and get something for all of us, and my grandma gave her the money. And so I just waited, like, I didn't go up with her because she felt so grown up. And she goes, I did. She's like, but you were there. I'm like, no, I wasn't there to spy on you. I had to get the straws and the napkins. Just because I want to, you know, I just, you know, but I feel so bad about that parent, because that was in Oregon, that whole bus thing happened with that little boy. And,
yeah.
You know,
bad.
Everyone is just feeling the worst. And
I know. Well, I mean, what else can you do? There's so much evil in the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You always think the worst, you know. It's, I mean, you try not to, but my gosh, you know, just.
And, you know, I thought it's like the last week, like every time you open your mouth, like a celebrity passes away. I mean, you know, Gary Coleman, Dennis Hopper, and now Boo.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It
always comes in threes. It always comes in threes.
Yeah. Well, I thought last summer felt like it came in six or something weird because... Michael Jackson and Farrah, and then Ted Kennedy. I mean, you just have Bing. And Ted and his sister died 2 weeks apart. So, yeah. Oh, so Boston will win. I have a good feeling that Boston is going to take it.
I certainly hope so. I mean, you know, they have three games in Boston, you know. And then they, and if, you know, and if they don't, take it, because they've already won one game in L.A., so if they win the next three games, which I don't see happening, I see them maybe taking two out of three, you know, and hopefully they'll win it. I certainly hope so, because I just don't like Kobe Bryant, and I want somebody to beat his ass.
Have you always hated Kobe, or was it because of the...
Yeah, I just don't like him. I don't like his attitude, you know, he's I don't know, he wasn't very friendly, even when he was with Shaq, when they played together.
They did not get along.
No, they didn't get along. Well, he didn't get along with most of his mates, you know. He didn't really get along with too many of them. He you don't know, he's weird. He's supposed to be better now, but I loved
way back when it was like the real Boston and the real LA. You know, SmackDown with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. You could root for either one of those guys, Magic or Larry, and, you know, I mean, it was okay, but now, no, I mean, it's like, you know, but I was never a big Michael Jordan fan because...
Oh, that was my man. I love me some Michael Jordan. I love Michael Jordan.
Well, I mean, because he kicked out Bus in the playoffs with Portland Trailblazers and Chicago Bulls when they were in the playoffs. And I'm like, damn, Michael got it again. Because, I mean, sometimes when they go back to back, you almost want someone else to take it. I mean, like, it was the Yankees year. The Yankees year last year to take it because they had a 10-year break.
Yep, they sure did.
So, Bridget, they are going 6 months into the future? Bridget?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God. So, wow. Wow.
I keep saying I'm going to watch Army Wives, and I always forget to watch. It comes on Sunday nights, right?
Yeah, well, it comes two times. Either you can catch the 10 o'clock one or the 1 o'clock one.
1 o'clock. Yeah, I said I want to watch them because you
all
hear y'all talking about it. You say how good it is, and I just never remember to watch it. Never.
I want my Grey's Anatomy back.
Yeah,
because
well, it'll be back in September, October, whenever.
I know,
like
just because I, you know, like Bad and Brothers and Sisters for me had a really good. Oh, and you know, I wrote this mean letter the other day to NBC because the way they closed out Law and Order after 20 years, I felt like they whipped everyone up. It wasn't like they were saying goodbye. It was like, more or less, oh, we will be back, whatever. But then they are not coming back.
You know,
so it was
that
like,
they're not coming back, right?
Yeah, I'm like, damn, you know, I got really mad at them because, you know, but I was glad ER went out when they did because that was like 16 years of ER. And then you know, I mean, NBC used to be the night of TV, and it really isn't anymore. I watch a lot of primetime stuff on ABC or CBS.
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of primetime stuff. I don't know. I can't find, you know, I said I started watching Criminal Minds. Now, that's on CBS.
Oh, that is really good,
I love that show. That's a good show. And I watched a couple episodes, but then, I don't know, I just stopped watching. I said, I don't know, maybe I got, I just can't seem to focus on it. It can't stay long. I watch a show for a couple of times, and then I don't watch it anymore. And Criminal Minds is a very good show.
Yeah, but I guess they took Cold Case off.
That was good. Yeah, I watched that a couple of times, too, Cold Case.
Well,
That's also a good show.
It did not get renewed.
Oh, well, moving right along.
Yeah, I know. I just,
what are you going to do?
I thought I would tell you it, you know, but okay, so you guys both think it's, well, Bridget thinks it's Chloe in the elevator, not Carly.
Well,
but
you know the scream, it sounds like
you
it's Carly.
You know what, Bridget? I think, and I haven't even seen
it. Maybe Chloe, too. Maybe she got
but
what
I
she th-
I think it was Chloe. I think it's Chloe. I don't think it's Carly.
So maybe she got in the wrong, because Carly was pushing the button to the elevator. But
okay, now
from the angle where Daniel is, it looks like the other elevator. Because then isn't there like elevator?
I gotta watch it. But can I ask you this, Bridget? Now, okay, after she got her in the elevator, was it supposed to drop or something? What was the point of her getting the elevator?
Kind of like, remember when Carly, when Vivian did that tour in the elevator, or Victor did that to Carly in the elevator that one time? Kind of like
that.
Yeah.
No, I don't, remember. When did
oh,
that happen?
Oh, my God.
Kind of a repeat of an elevator scene with Carly, where it just dropped. They cut the cables and it dropped.
Yeah, I figured they have to cut the, oh, my God.
Well,
but,
because,
yeah.
No, yeah, because tomorrow's previews. Victor goes to Vivian, says, you know, if you hurt
anything happens,
Carly,
we're done. You're done. He's
we're done.
Know,
you're done. And I'm like, yay, Victor, because I'm sorry. I'm falling in love with Victor and Maggie. I mean,
I love them.
God. And I love them, especially that they're older people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do go with Maggie and Victor, I think they're going to throw Caroline in the mix.
Well, I mean,
really?
look how she acted
yeah.
to Bo when she found out Victor and Vivian got married.
Yeah. Oh,
so I think it'll be kind of a
triangle
type of thing. Older triangle. That would be
an older triangle. That's so
yeah.
Cute. That's so cool. Oh,
I'm right. Brady, when Brady was telling her, that's his step grandmother, isn't it? Because didn't we find out that
because of
I thought that was on Black.
Yeah, John.
Yeah.
John Brady. He's part Brady.
Okay, because I thought Sean. I thought Sean Brady had Sean.
So maybe.
Oh,
how that worked.
Yeah, but why so? Because
isn't he a half brother to Bo or half brother to Roman?
Yep. Yep, but why so? Caroline get all mad. I'm like, why are you getting mad? You had your chance with Victor so many times that he wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah.
And when you found, you know, and there's a look on her face about, he what? He married Vivian? And it was just so priceless.
Oh,
and, you know.
Cool. Oh, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I'm going to be very curious to see the new build that they are bringing on for this whole reunion.
Bill Horton.
Oh.
Because the original died, so they're going to have to
replace
it. And
the other one died too. But yeah, so they had to redo
it.
I wonder all about Mickey, where they didn't kill him off so soon, only because he would love coming back for this.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, and Peter Walker gave an interview on, it was a blurry line for a lot of the castmates when they, you know, when they did these scenes. Mm. It's like they were already, I mean, even though they knew she was in for poor health, and even Dana Hickory, you know, wore the Mickey thing and said, oh, my God, what if something happened to Frances? And 4 days, about 2 weeks after she written it, Frances Reed passed away.
Mm.
So it was like, you know, it was always said to go. But I like it that they are doing this way because they are actually showing, you know, she's going down here, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you cannot see her body, but I kind of like how I think the toast of the Horton clan will be passed on to Maggie. And like the, you know, the matriarch or whatever. I just, you know.
Well, she kind of, her and Alice kind of were, though. They were both the psychiatrist to the Horton Brady family, pretty much.
I mean, a lot of people don't like Melody. But when Melody gets in those scenes with Maggie, I love it. It's like one of those things where
I wish she would.
I wish they would
dropkick her. Oh, she drives me nuts.
Oh my God, what? You know what?
Playing in this pregnancy crap. Oh my
God. Oh, yes. I was going to ask you about Stephanie.
Well, she took that morning after pill or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, she's getting Adrian involved too, and that's that is uncalled for. This is ridiculous.
Well, that's her mom, right?
No.
Not
Adrian.
Kayla's her mom.
Kayla's Stephanie's mom.
Okay.
Yeah, Kayla.
Adrian told her to get the morning after pill, and she took it right before. And now they're having that talk, and she's all crying, and oh my God, it was pathetic.
And what is he saying? I guess he's saying, oh.
Well, I think he's relieved.
Yeah.
Well, I would be too. I wouldn't want to be saddled with her for the rest of my life.
I don't think he wants to be saddled with anyone right now.
Well, he
now.
Wants to be with Melanie.
I know he's still.
And Melanie wants
Melanie.
To be with him, but I wish they would. Get this.
But you know, I think she really loves Philip, though. I think she loves him.
Oh, yeah.
Too. You know,
yeah.
She loves him.
She's going to love him much
Philip.
When she finds out Chloe was banging him.
Yeah, I know. Oh, boy. It's coming. It's
going to turn out into the Melanie that everybody began to hate.
Right.
She's going to put a load on old Chloe.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, and Daniel might punch Philip out.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, I mean, really.
I love Daniel and Chloe together. I love them together. They have good chemistry. And
she's turned into a crazy woman. Oh, my gosh, the way she was acting today,
Really?
Oh, yeah. She all got buggy-eyed and nut-looking. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe she's going to have a breakdown of sorts.
I don't know. She's having stuff, but Vivian keeps pushing her. She is going to have a flip and flip out.
You know, because I almost Twittered you today, like, oh, my God, call it. You know, I mean, I was watching this. And, you know, it's like, my colleague's gone crazy. Colleague's really gone over the deep end. And then I was, you know, thinking, wow, I mean, you know, but I didn't like that dream last week of Chloe was daydreaming that she told Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
And then he flipped out on him.
Yeah,
I was confused for like a couple of minutes. I'm like, what?
Yeah, after a while, I said, no. I said, this ain't really happening. I said, no way. I mean, but they had me fooled for a while, too. But after a while, I said, nah, that didn't happen. And sure enough.
That's Chloe's MO. She's so insecure.
Yeah, she is. I mean,
that
but
she
it's,
has to, well, look what she put all the Brady through, Lucas through. Philip through. I mean,
she's a little on the disturbed side. Yeah.
I mean, geez, let's get a grip.
Well, that may, you know, I don't mean to be funny, but I will. But oh my gosh, she has slept with most of the curious men. Then. I know Daniel. I know Daniel isn't truly a curious, but you know, but
he's Victor Scott's, and he's still part of the family. So
Daniel, Philip,
she really
Brady.
Loves Daniel though, and Daniel.
Well,
really
yeah.
Loves her. You know, I really like. I said I really like them together, but I think he has to get her help.
He tried. Get her help.
I know, but she didn't want to go.
I don't know. She's starting to get on my nerves a bit.
Well, I kind of want Carly and Daniel to be together, and then now
I think that's
three.
How it's going to end up. I betcha. Bo finds out about Hope and what's going on with her, and he goes back to her to help her, and that'll be angst for Carly and Bo. And then Daniel and Carly will get closer, so they'll be swapping couples. They'll be going from one to the next.
Isn't that what they normally do on soap operas?
Well, they
just swap it, go around.
You know what? I was thinking about that today because, you know, everyone's freaking out about the divorce with Hope and Bo, and like it's not gonna happen.
He's gonna find out somehow. that she's...
I saw the promo for NBC for Zune, and they had Alice and everything. And I'm like, at first I wasn't crying because it was about Carly Croy, but when they do the Alice crap, I'm like, this is sad. And they go, we are born hope, man, to find their way back together. And I'm like,
now
yes.
You know, when they start saying stuff like that, you know that it's going to eventually happen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day we'll turn on and see the promo for Jason and Liz. Will they find their way back together again?
Well, you,
will
you
Franz
know,
and Guza be shown the door?
Yeah.
You know who I was thinking about the other day, and that I have my bad, mean moment? I go, because I'm sorry, Zane E. Reilly came in, fucked up Dave, and then died, okay? Mm. And I used to go on here when Yahoo had the soap set and tell everyone, well, the only thing that could help Dave now is if Reilly dies.
Yeah.
And, like, I said that 3 weeks later, he died and all, but I'm like, crazy. Yeah, and then so I'm like, one night I got mad at Goose and Fonz. I'm like, well,
don't
want to
hang out with you. You'd be putting a whammy on people.
Mm. I go, well, maybe Reilly is lonely in heaven. Maybe he needs Goose and Fonz with him.
Mm.
And people actually laughed when I said that. I'm like, I wasn't being vicious, but I thought when that happened with Reilly, I said it. Everyone's like, you and your big mouth. I'm like, but I wasn't there operating on the guy. I mean, if I was, I'd probably really kill him because I wouldn't know what to do. But, oh, guess who's coming back at Y&R, you guys?
Who?
Christine. Chris, yeah.
Oh.
Who?
Oh.
Christine, and we all got one of the name in real life. Who dad wants the show?
Christine, oh, Bell.
I literally Bear is coming back on YNL. And I'm
your voice is breaking up. It sounds like your voice is breaking up. Maybe they're getting ready to shut down now.
Getting ready to
conk out.
because we've been on the air for...
Yeah, for half an hour.
Yeah.
Because tonight, I mean, from 8
Whoa.
To 9:30, and so Blog Talk has let us have, like, an hour extra,
mm-hmm.
and once Christy and I were on here on... Raids on, and we were playing around because we were bored, and we were doing like Pizza Hut commercials and stuff. And Blog Talk let us on for like 2.5 extra hours.
Wow.
But yeah, this morning Twitter was going. I woke up and I went right to Entertainment Tonight site. This is the what was happening, and they even had Vanessa Marcel coming back on the breaking news on ET.
Oh, really? That's what? Oh, so it was on ET?
It was on their website.
Oh, it was on their website. Okay. Well. Wow.
But I thought, wow.
Oh well, we'll see.
Mm.
We'll see. I just
hope it's not like it was when Sarah Brown came back.
Mm-hmm. Because Sarah saw the handwriting on the wall. She said, I ain't going for this. She hated the way her character was written. You see, even when they bring back good people, what do? Screw it up. You know what I mean? So just by asking Vanessa to come back, there's no guarantee that, you know. But anyway, whatever.
I know. And just, I will be happy if, like, this kid would have killed the entire Christopher and maybe they and I just have a feeling Tony Gilly might be on that list, too.
I'm sick of that.
I don't
I
think he's
going to
be on.